sliding past the 5 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock mark, with Pink Floyd from the Moore soundtrack album. You're in the main theme. Start off with a Soft Machine from their debut, Save Yourself, showing some of their soul influences, which they were a soul band before they were a proggy psych band. And good one too, Robert Wyatt on vocals and Kevin Ayers on backup. And Con, the long track there, was from that one and only album, Space Shanty. That's Steve Hillage, who you might know of from bands like Gong and his own things. And Dave Stewart, who played in lots of bands. Hatfield in the North, is that right? Yeah, I think so. And Egg, another one of those Canterbury fuzzy organ bands. A nice guy too, I got to meet him once, many, many years ago. Okay, 50224, it says, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. And also is brought to you by generous donations from and including the the Human Resource Development Council, serving your community by responding to people's needs with essential services. HRDC is an organization enhancing the quality of people's lives through innovative leadership in community development. Call HRDC at 587-4486 for info. First Security Bank, partnering with business owners to help local communities thrive since 1919. First Security Bank, success together. Ourbank.com. Member FDIC and the Montana Pioneer Monthly Newspaper, your free alternative source for news and happenings across Southwest Montana. Montana Pioneer, all over town. See, I'm gonna go right to left. A couple more finds from my Seattle trip. This one, it's a Spanish release of a Spanish band, Los Bravos, who you know from their hit Black is Black. And apparently it's their last of four albums. And I think there's quite a few singles in between, which I just don't have. But this looked interesting, and it turned out to be a fab record. And once again, they recorded a couple songs written by Vanda and Young from the Easy Beats. And it's a good one. I guess the band split up during this or right after this album. The singer quit, and they limped along for a little while more. So check this out. And the one after that is another curiosity. I'll talk about that maybe later.
Nobody wants you when you're down and out. The street is your home. The acquaintances of all will come by with faces like stone. Stood king, magnificent, blind, and everything I had fell away, but I still got my pride.
Thank you. gone so long, I hope and pray the hurt has gone from inside me. Can I see you? I promise I won't make a scene. You can't know till you've tried me. Just slip away, won't take a minute from your busy day. Can I see you? Can I see you? They tell me you've another man. They tell me that you love him. Can I see you? I met him once some years ago, and you are far above him. I won't stay, just want to pass the time of day.
Drop you in line. Drop you in line. Well, now she's gone. days when I think of this place. When I'm thinking back, I'll remember. When I'm far, far away, I remember today. When I'm thinking back, I won't forget you. And if I should change my mind and do sometimes, you know I do sometimes, I'll come back. you're just still angry, and you're pushing me out of your heart. Just a little angry, and you're pushing me out of your heart.
A good one. I haven't heard that for ages. That's the first Argent album. you probably know him from a little bit later. God Gave Us Rock and Roll and that stuff. But the first album was really a close continuation of The Zombies, a band Rod Argent and producer Chris White were in prior to Argent. And there's another sort of period before Argent. It's still called Zombies, but it was migrating that way, and it's very interesting. They almost put out another album with half new songs and half old songs, but it just never materialized until a few years ago. Record Store Day, they put it out, which was nice. But this first Argent album is a real treat, and it sort of slipped by. And I saw them when they toured it, and they were good, except Rod Argent had this awful habit of playing long extended prog solos in the middle of these beautiful pop songs, sometimes unnecessary, but they're good, really good band. I never saw the Zombies, I don't think I'll see any of the reunion tours now. It's a shame, but they were sounded good. They sort of recaptured the spirit. Some, like I was talking about earlier, sometimes old bands forget why people like them. I picked up a Zombie CD, something called The Zombies. It's Argent and Colin Blunstone, and a couple of songs sound like The Zombies, but a lot of it is just some modern stuff. Really doesn't appeal to fans, I don't think. Not this fan. Heard some other great old 60s-ish pop. Start off with Los Bravos from their fourth album. You heard We'll Make It Together. Chad and Jeremy. And I was just looking up. I know they had a couple hits back in the 60s, they were sort of, I always thought of them as a second-rate Peter and Gordon. Maybe it's not fair. They had hits of Summer Day and Yesterday's Gone. Really good tunes. And towards the end of their career, they did two really heavily produced psych albums. And I think this is the second one of Cabbages and Kings. You heard Can I See You? And it's the first time I've heard it. And I really, really liked it. copy's a little rough. I might keep an eye out for a little bit cleaner one, but really nice. And I have the one before it, which is also very, very good. They've tried really hard to update their sound and become important artists. I've heard Emmett Rhodes from his debut, well, his first Dunhill solo album. There's one in between, but from his first proper solo album, you heard With My Face on the Floor. A great, great writer who has apparently lost the thread pretty bad. We heard The Zombies in there from Bunny Lake Is Missing, the soundtrack version of Remember Me from that creepy Otto Preminger film, Bunny Lake Is Missing. You only see him, there's a pub scene, and the zombies are on the TV in the pub. And that was pretty exciting at the time. To dial in late night black and white movies on the TV in the old days and see that. Never saw it in the theater. And we heard World of Oz, a one-off band. It had a nice sound. You heard Jack from their one and only album, and finished with Argent. 424. And Change. So I've got two more sets, I think. Derek Leonard checked in, and he's on the opposite weeks of me right now. It'll be Rune Vanderway tonight. And Rune was waffling about continuing on, because he does that drive from hell on every other week, and I wouldn't really want to do that myself, especially at night going back. But Derek twisted his arm and said, no, you gotta stay on, man. So for the next semester, it'll be Rune following this show. And if and when he retires, we will try to swap it out. So it'll be your Uncle Duke after me. Okay? Something to tell you. Yes. Always something to tell you. Make sure I have the right page. Yes. KGLT, the 5 o'clock hour is unwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel line. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week, Firing Line, Katie Lang, and I can't see that last one. Graham Noah? Might be. I'm sorry. My eyes are fading. So check it out. That's all the legal stuff I have to do. Let me tell you one thing.
Ever done business online or given out credit card information over the phone? If you have, Better Business Bureau in Montana recommends that you monitor all credit reports and make sure your current information is secure. BBB also cautions never provide personal information to unknown phone solicitors or unreliable online sources. To help you make informed choices, there's a list of accredited businesses and industry reviews at bbb.org or by phone at 406-303-3296.
Okay, I'm making one of those last second changes here. Adding a song to the set after I've done the clock math. I remember learning that in school. Okay, now we're set. I will continue on. I will be back in 2 weeks, which will be right between Christmas and New Year's. So I can dodge any holiday records for now.
Stole the highlights. What one hand tied behind his back. Loved the morning sun and whiskey. Ran like water in his veins. Loved to go to church on Sunday. Even though he was a drinking man. The boys came to San Francisco. They were looking for his life. But they found out what they were drinking. Met them face.
leaves outside.
Keep their heads off of the hat. Lord, it wasn't drinking man. And when somebody tried to get above him, he just took the law into his own hands. And he put his finger through the glass. He had had all the story many, many times before, and he did not care no more to ask. And he loved the little children like they were his very own. Love on with a gun.
Let it grow.
your life, and it can come at any time. And you remember all of what went on from the instant you were born through your early. And if you can fasten on that moment and expand your mind in time and travel back to where the earth was formed.
Great psychedelic warhorse. That's Quicksilver Messenger Service from their debut album, Acapulco Gold and Silver, as it's supposed to be called, anyway. Before that, we heard Paul Kantner, Grace Slick, and David Freiberg from their album Baron von Tollbooth and the Chrome Nun. You heard Your Mind Has Left Your Body. And that's new to me. I never had that record before, and it's got some really highlights on there. I think it was actually recorded as late Jefferson Airplane demos and then just became a spin-off. God, they had Yarma on that, and Jerry Garcia's on a couple tracks. And start off with Van Morrison from his fabulous album, Feed and Fleece. You heard Lyndon Arden stole the highlights. And I wrote a story of David Hayes, the bass player on a lot of that, said they recorded that at Van's house, and it was all just stream of consciousness, and David Hayes went through and edited the tapes. And as a result, Van never played any of those songs live as a rule. I've seen a solo version of one of them, but no band versions of that stuff because nobody knows how to play it. It just happened. 5:43, it's going to be Anton, not Rune today. So that'll carry on until 9 o'clock. I just have to say I will be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy your Christmas. I think that's coming up before I'm back, isn't it? That's a week from Monday. And yeah, not much else to say. I'm going to spin some more stuff and get us out of here. Thanks for listening. I know a lot of people are checking in from long distance, and I appreciate every one of those shout outs.
The doctor looked sane. Well, he looked in his book and told me what I had, and it's all kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is the thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist, and it's all kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. Stand up, can't lay down, you can't sit in a chair, you can't roll on the ground, and it's all kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. Doctor, get your x-ray machine. Well, it feels so good, just about like morphine. And it's all kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. I've had 16 years of a third degree, and it's all kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow.
his 96 eyes. I got a gun in his brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push the best aside. And maybe I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. I'm a human fly. I still live a little while. I say buzz, and it's just because I'm a unzipped fly. And I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say rock tonight, and I say rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Just don't know why.
Always gone from home, girl. Loken Productions presents King Ropes, Wire Rider, and Harvest Men Haw, Saturday, December 15th at the Filling Station. Three live bands from the cutting edge of the local indie rock scene.